Darkly Dreaming Dexter, Disc 7.
The cruise ship was off to the left. The area with all the boxes was on the right, surrounded by a chain-link fence topped with razor wire. I drove around one time on the access road, wrestling a rising tide of certainty and a swelling chorus of what sounded like college fight songs from the dark passenger. The road dead-ended at a guard booth well before I got to the containers. There was a gate with several uniformed gentlemen lounging about, and no way through without answering some fairly embarrassing questions. "Yes, officer, I wondered if I could come in and look around. You see, I thought it might be a good place for a friend of mine to slice up my sister." I cut through a line of orange cones in the middle of the road, 30 feet from the gate, and turned around, back the way I had come. The cruise ship loomed on the right now. I turned left just before I came to the bridge back to the mainland and drove into a large area with a terminal on one end and a chain-link fence on the other. The fence was gaily decorated with signs that threatened dire punishment to anyone who strayed into the area, signed by U.S. Customs. The fence led back to the main road along a large parking lot, empty at this time of night. I cruised its perimeter slowly, staring at the containers on the far side. These would be from foreign ports, needing to go through customs, access tightly controlled. It would be much too difficult for anyone to get in and out of this area, especially if they were carrying questionable loads of body parts and the like. I would either need to find a different area, or admit that chasing vague feelings dredged up from a series of taunting dreams and a scantily clad doll was a waste of time. And the sooner I admitted that, the better my chance of finding Deb. She wasn't here. There was no reason she should be. At last, a logical thought. I felt better already, and certainly would have been smug about it, if I hadn't seen a familiar panel truck parked right up against the inside of the fence, parked to display the lettering on the side that said Alonzo Brothers. My private crowd in the basement of my brain sang too loudly for me to hear myself smirk, so I pulled over and parked. The clever boy part of me was knocking on the front door of my brain and calling out, "Hurry, hurry, go, go, go!" But around back, the lizard slithered up to the window and flicked its cautious tongue, and so I sat for a long moment before I finally climbed out of the car.